each one. Shake hands for everyone beside you and say the Lord bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank God for we can come Sunday morning into the house of the Lord. Praise God. Let's turn to Hebrews, and we're at the same two verses again. As last Sunday, Brother John read them in the morning, and then I read them in the evening. And I feel led to read them again this morning. Maybe a bit different this morning. Maybe a different text, but I want to read these verses again. It's chapter 3 and verse 1 and chapter 2 and verse 17. And the Lord bless each one. And it's really sad to hear Sister Lynn's in hospital. And let's pray for a sister. I don't know everything that's wrong, but let's pray for a sister. There was a prophecy in this meeting last Sunday morning, and I didn't give it. But I'm telling you, there was a word from the Lord here on Sunday morning. And that's all confirmed now, well, what's taking place between this week and last week. And I'm telling you, the devil's at his work. And things affect people, you mightn't think it. Even in the service, during the service, things could happen that nobody thinks nothing about, but it can affect somebody else. And we need to have reverence in the house of God. And sometimes there's not enough reverence, and it affects people. And they mightn't say it to some, but they do say it to others. And we need to have reverence in the house of God. How many believes that's the truth? And let's really pray for Sister Lynn that the devil will be overturned. And that God will get all the glory. Praise God. And pray for all the different ones that Brother Gary's mentioned as well. And it's been one of them weeks, food poisoning and all that sorts of stuff. But thank God, Jesus is on the throne. You can catch a healing.
Amen.
That's what we're wanting to catch, is a healing. Praise God. And that's what we want to catch. And that's, I'm going to pray this morning that sister's going to catch a healing. Devil's a liar. Praise God. Let's read these scriptures. You know, while we read these, I was listening to a message this week, Spoken Words, the Original Seed, it's called. And in that message, there was a young woman there, she was given up to die. She was very young. And there could be nothing done for her. Cancer had eaten her body up, and they said medically it was impossible for her to live. And Brother Branham said, to prove to the people that the powers of the Word of God, he never even prayed for her. To prove a point to the people, he never prayed for her. He said he preached the Word of God. And while he preached, God completely healed her.
Amen.
And the Word of God tells us that God sent his Word and healed them and delivered them from all their diseases.
Amen.
Praise God. Now we certainly believe in praying. We believe in that. But when the word goes forth, you can be healed.
Yes.
And the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
I'll tell you, it was not some confirmation that that was a message from God.
Amen.
While he preached it, that young woman went on to live and have a family, completely healed by the power of God. Our God is able.
Amen.
Praise God. Let's read verse 3 of chapter, verse 1 of chapter 3 of Hebrews. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. And this is the only scripture that calls him the apostle and high priest. It's just one verse. He's the real high priest. Then chapter 2 verse 17. Wherefore in all things it behoved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest and things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. And we're going to pray, and I want to take for the text God's holy priest, and there's only one. Our Father and our eternal God, we thank and praise you this morning for your precious word and for the knowledge of sins forgiven. And we do come from thy footstool into thy very throne room and into thy very presence, because of this holy priest, this great high priest, Jesus Christ. Lord, your word tells us that you are touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Father, we would come this morning and we would bear before thy throne of grace our sister Lynn. We would ask that the hand of God would be mightily upon her this time. We bind every lying devil that would speak a lie to her thinking. We bind it in Jesus' name. We break the spirit of confusion over her life. For Lord, you said, I've not given you the spirit of bondage to fear, but of truth and of a sound mind. We pray for the touch of God upon her body this day in Jesus Christ's name. We say amen to all the brothers' prayer. For all those he's prayed for, we ask you will do it, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Lord, help us never to become familiar with the house of the Lord. Amen. And coming to meet you. Help us to reverence your name and to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, speak to us from your word, for your word is yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Here a little, there a little, so is the word of the Lord. Lord, I take the promised Holy Ghost to help me, and I thank you that you undertake for me in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. It's maybe seated. Praise God. I want to just take my time this morning, and I won't hold you too long, to get this all across God's holy priest. There's a lot of priests today, but they're certainly not holy. But there is a priest here that's holy, and he's God's holy priest. This is the most useful office Christ took for man. This is the highest office, high priest. And Jesus took this office, high priest. High priest. The high priest, an apostle. And you know, when we mentioned it before, an apostle means a sent one. And Jesus was sent by the Father. So God sent his son Jesus, not just as a man, but as a high priest. He sent him to do the work of the high priest. He sent him as a holy one to do a holy work, to save people and deliver people. And he is the high priest. The Hebrew word translated priest is derived from a verb that signifies in general to minister, ministravit. The noun also in general signifies a minister. It is sometimes used for a minister in civil affairs and is translated prince or ruler. Most frequently it is put for a minister in sacred matters and translated priest. The Greek word is derived from an objective, sacar or sacrados, that signifies holy. The function of a priest is sacred, and thereupon his name that carries holiness in it. And the Pope tries to take that phrase. But that phrase, holiness in it, belongs to one high priest. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. And it only belongs to him and him alone. Holiness is in him, for he is holiness. But the Bible says he knew no sin, and he had no sin. Pilate says, I find no fault in this man. Praise God. It is given unto him. Now also, we can look at a few of these Old Testament scriptures just to get this thought about Aaron. And Aaron being a type of Christ. And I'm going to show you that. And Aaron being classed as a holy priest, being a type of Christ. And the priests in the Old Testament chosen for the work couldn't just be any but Tom, Dick, or Harry. They had to be from a certain lineage. They had to be in a certain way, certain things. You know, the Bible teaches all that. But yet Jesus came of a tribe that wasn't mentioned. That they didn't, that not from that tribe. Because you see, he's coming from a greater priesthood, the Melchizedek priesthood, it's called. The greater priesthood. And you know that Melchizedek was the king of Salem, priest of the Most Most High God. Having no ascent, having no descent, our brother John mentioned it the other week, no beginning, no ending. He was God's only begotten Son. Praise God. And this is the priest that we're wanting to talk about. But when we look back here, Deuteronomy 33 and 8, and of Levi said, let thy Thummim and thy Urim be thy holy one, whom thou didst prove as at Massah, and with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah and the seat of the Lord. So he's calling Aaron the seat of the Lord, and he's calling Aaron a holy one. And we know that this is a type of one greater that was coming, but Aaron was called it because he was a priest of the Lord. But you see, when you follow this priesthood, it's all fulfilled in Jesus Christ. You no longer need an earthly priest as such like this today. It's all fulfilled in Christ. In Psalms 106, verse 16, this is all about Aaron. They envied Moses also in the camp, and Aaron the saint of the Lord. So Aaron's called a saint. And we're going to see if we get if time that we're priests. Not me just as a minister, but all of us are kings and priests unto our God. But you remember this morning there's one divine and holy priest, Jesus Christ. Praise God. The notion of the Latin word is most popular in the title, which signifies priest, for it is from giving of an offering, sacred things. Our English word priest is supposed to be a contract of a Greek word that signifies president, a one that is set over others or put before them. For priests are over God's people in spiritual matters concerning their souls. According to the several notion, in every language was Christ a priest. And I'm going to go through some of these things about this priest, Jesus Christ. And you see, you can look back in the Old Testament and you can take Christ from Aaron, in that he's specially chosen. He's called the Holy One. He's called the Lord's Saint. And Jesus Christ was a Holy One. And Jesus Christ is the true saint. Now the Catholic Church talks about saints today. But when you read the New Testament and read Paul's writing, Paul says, I write unto the saints at Ephesus. I write unto the saints at Corinth. So Paul's writing unto them, so they're living. So they're not going to be praying that somebody is dead and call them a saint. But they're living saints. And here's the thing about it. Jesus Christ is a real living saint. For he rose from the dead. And we pray not to any other of these saints, but we pray to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the saint. We pray to the real saint, Jesus Christ, the holy priest. The one true holy priest, Jesus Christ. He is the true saint. Praise God. He was a prince and minister for God's church. Christ was. We're going to see this. He's a prince and minister to God's church. Isaiah 9 verse 6 tells us, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So he is a prince and a minister for God's church. So this man's the real head of the church, Jesus Christ. Anyone else posing to be the head is a fake. Jesus Christ is the one and only true head of the church. I was listening to a sermon on William Branham was saying that this priest came to his house and he sat with him. And he said to the priest, he says, you know, the priest said, you know, God is in his church. And Brother Branham said, no. Because if that church organization's wrong, God's not in it. He said, God is in his word, not his church. Now if the church is the church of God, God's in that church. Because his word's in that church. But meaning an organization, you go to an organization and God's not in it. It's only a lodge. And God might not be in that, but God is in His Word.
Amen.
Because the Word of God tells us in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word.
Amen.
And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the same became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. So God is in His Word. And when the Word is put out, then He's God is put out. And that's what they've done. They've organized.
Amen.
And they conquered the land.
Right.
And they formed the deeds. And you know the deeds of Nicolaitans. With it one man up over the whole church. And he's called His Holiness. And I've read you already that there's one true holiness. That is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Priest. And this is my text. The one true Holy Priest, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And only one. So we see, first of all, He's a Prince. The one true Prince. The devil thinks He's a Prince, but He's not. Jesus Christ is the true Prince and the head of the church. In Psalms 9 verse 9 it says, "And He shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness." This one true Prince. He's the one true judge. The one true Prince. Here's another thought. He was a holy one. In Luke 1:35, "And the angel answered and said unto her," and I think your brother John read the scripture last week as well, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing," there's from a text from, "that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." That holy thing. And the Bible calls Him that holy thing. And Jesus Christ is the one true holy priest. The Holy One. The Bible calls Him the Holy One of Israel. The Lord that neither slumbereth nor sleeps. The Holy One. And anyone else that tries to take this position is Antichrist. An anti-word. For there's only one Holy One. The Lord Jesus Christ. In Acts 2:27, "Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption." The Bible shows Jesus Christ as God's one and only Holy One. Didn't Jesus say that there's none good? No, not one. Is that what He said? There's none good. No, not one. That's why all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the Lord have laid upon Him the iniquity of us all.
Amen.
This one true Holy One, Jesus Christ. In Acts 3:14 it also says, "But ye denied the Holy One, and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you." They denied the Holy One. That was on the cross.
Yes.
And the apostles preaching this great sermon about Jesus on the cross. And He's telling them, "You denied the Holy One, and you released a murderer. You released Barabbas. And you said and shouted out, 'Crucify Jesus.'" And you know what else they said? The Jewish people, it was, they said, "His blood be on us and on our children." And it happened. It happened. And they denied the Holy One. And you know, after the rapture takes place, and after Jesus Christ comes back, and He comes amongst the Jewish people, and the Jewish people will say to Him, "Where did you get these marks on your hands, and these marks on your feet?" And He will say, "Receive these in the house of my friends." Because it's going back to what the apostle preached here. They denied the Holy One, and they released the murderer. And you know also, when William Branham preached the message of God of this evil age, he said when they rejected Jesus at the cross, they promoted the devil to be the god of this evil age. They promoted him. And he says, no, in no other age is Satan called the god of this evil age. Only in this time he's called the god of this evil age. And we see he controls the affairs of men. And after 2,000 years of gospel preaching and faithful witnesses, this generation's in a worse condition than it's ever been in before.
That's right.
faith, so that we would have the truth of God in this honor, and so that we would recognize there's only one true holy priest, Amen. Jesus Christ. Back to the Word, not back to an organization.
Amen.
God brought us out of the organizations
Amen.
To the Word,
Amen.
Not to any word, to His Word.
Amen.
We thank God for His Word.
Glory.
Praise God. You know, there was a clip of they were baptizing some fellas in the army, and one of them ops there a few weeks ago, and I don't know if somebody sent it to me or I'd seen it anyway. You could comment on it, and I commented on it. I said it's wonderful to see the soldiers been baptized, but it's a real pity that they baptized them in titles and not the name.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world," Matthew 28, "and baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." And the Father's name is the Lord, and the Son's name is Jesus. And we heard last week that He came in His Father's name, the Lord Jesus Christ. So when He told us to baptize in the name, it doesn't mean you say Father, Son, Holy Ghost. That's a title. That's not a name. This is Father's Day, isn't it? That's a title. But that Father has a name. And you know what's amazing, isn't it? Because when you study the Bible, after Jesus went back to heaven and sent the Holy Ghost in the book of Acts, nowhere, not one scripture, did ever any of those apostles or the early church ever, in any case, baptize using three titles, not once. Peter says in Acts 2:30, "Repent ye therefore every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." And you know, in another place, they had already received the Holy Ghost, for He says, "We heard them speak with tongues and prophesy," but He said they weren't yet baptized in water. So you can't preach it and make a doctrine either way. You know, like some people preach baptism on the regeneration. We don't believe that. You are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ and that alone. But baptism is a further act you do as a Christian. But they baptized Him in the name of the Lord Jesus. They never once did it in titles or names. But at 325 AD at the Nicene Council, they forbid them to baptize the God. They called it Judaizing, and they brought in the deeds of Nicolaitans, and all that things come in. And it continued on all through the church ages, right to this last church age. And in the last church age, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, the mysteries of God should be finished, made known, declared. That's what it means. And that prophet at this end time, in the seventh church age, came out and brought all them truths of the Bible out what the first apostle preached. That's the truth. What they preached in the book of Acts, He brought right us back to it. To baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you see, people let it go and they think, well, it sure doesn't matter. Well, you know, if it's raining and you don't wear a hat, it doesn't matter. You know Wigglesworth, when people come for Wigglesworth for prayers, and you know there's a person come to them one time and they did something to make themselves sick and he wouldn't pray for them. And he told them, he says, you know, if it's wet, you put a coat on. You don't go out and get yourself foundered. It's your own fault. That's the way he said it. And you see here the scriptures, the Bible says that God gives the Holy Spirit to them that obey Him. And we must obey and believe the Word of God. How many believe that? Praise God. Here's another thing about this priest. He offered himself a sacrifice to God. No other priest could do that. He offered himself. No other priest could offer himself. They had to offer blood of an animal. They couldn't offer themselves. But this priest offered himself. He said, "I lay my life down. I have power to lay my life down. I have power to take it up again." That's what he said. "I have power to lay it down." No other priest could say that.
Amen.
Look at Ephesians 5 verse 2. "And walk in love as Christ also have loved us and have given Himself for us an offering, a sacrifice to God for his sweet smelling savor. He's given himself an offering to God. And God accepted it. And God accepted it and raised him from the dead on the third day. Amen. Triumphant over death, hell, and the grave. Amen. Praise God. Here's another thing about him. He is set over the house of God. There might be a man that sits on a throne with writing underneath his chair which says, Vicarius Filii Dei, Pope of Rome. But those words interpreted say, in place of the Son of God. That's what they say. And everybody knows that. And you know when you take the numerals and you take the letters and you count them the right way, it counts out 666. And Revelation warns us there is a man who has a number. And that number is 666. Don't receive his number or his mark. And he sits as over the house of God, in the place of God. But there's no one can sit there. Only this man here, Jesus Christ. Amen. He sat over the house of God, Hebrews 3 and 6. But Christ as a son over his own house. Whose house are we? If we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Christ is the one that sits on the throne of David. Christ is the one that sits on the throne of glory. And I want to say with the one that penned it in a hymn, the brow that once was crowned with thorns is crowned with glory now. He is the holy, true, holy priest. All those things whereby this apostle, the scribe of the priest, do most properly belong to Christ. Do you believe that this morning? For a priest is taken from among men. Christ also himself took likewise part of the same flesh and blood whereof after man had partaken. Now Brother John went into that last week where he took on in the form of a man, the nature of a man. He felt the pains we feel, the suffering we feel. Jesus felt it all. He went through it all because he took part of the same. He became us that we might become him. Praise God. Aren't you glad for that? That he became us, that we might become him. A true priest is ordained. Christ also glorified not himself to be made an high priest. But God did it in Christ. For the Bible says that God, it was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Not to the church, but to himself. Praise God. God did it. And we're going to look at a few scriptures about that. And it's just gone 12. I'm not going to keep you as long today. And remember, Brother Andrew's coming to give a report tonight. I hope there'll be more here. I know it's Father's Day. Some people's away and everything. But the Lord bless those that's here. Hebrews 5 verse 5. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest. But that said unto him, thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. He's the only begotten son of God. We're sons of God, but he's the only begotten son of God. The only begotten son of God. Don't we see today that many of the Bibles have tucked that out? They're no longer a Bible. They took that out. They took other things out. But thank God for the truth. That he is the only begotten Son of God. Amen. He was in the bosom of the Father from the foundation of the world. Your Bible tells you that all things were made by him and for him. And without him was not anything made that's made. Amen. He done it all. And the wee verse says, you were made by him and for him. Thank God you were made by him and for him. Amen. Now let me tell you this. A priest is for man. What Christ undertook, he undertook for us. A priest is for man, is to help people. And this holy priest was offered for to help us. He undertook for us. Do you ever go to pay a bill? It's paid for you. Somebody's undertook and they paid it for you. That's what Jesus done. You can come without money. He paid the price. Thank God he undertook. A priest is in things pertaining to God. Thus much is expressly affirmed of Christ in this verse. He he is a great, is a priest in things pertaining to God. Look at 1 Timothy 2:5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. One. This does away with all pretenders, doesn't it? Does away with all priests, all other priests that would try and do the work of this priest. No one else can do the work of this priest. Do you know why? Because it's already done. That's the thing about it. You know, when the priest in the natural, in the Catholic Church, takes his wee box, his wee wafer, and he re-offers up the body of Christ, the act of transubstantiation, it's fake. Because my Bible says Jesus Christ was offered up once for all to bear the sins of men. And this true holy priest, Jesus Christ, can never be offered again. He's been offered up once for all. A priest offered up sacrifices. That's his job. In Hebrews 8:3, look what it says. For every high priest is ordained to offer up gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. And this man offered more than them all. He offered himself more than them all. He had more to offer. He had more to, nothing to gain in the sense, but the salvation for me and you. He did it for me and you. It was God's love that Christ went to the cross. He offered up more than them all. He offered up himself. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Ephesians 5:2 tells us, and walk in love as Christ also loved us and have given us, given himself for us an offering, a sacrifice to God, a sweet smelling savour, offered up once for all. The priest couldn't offer himself. He offered the blood of bulls and goats. And he offered them every year. The Bible tells us there had to be a continual offering. But this man was offered up once for all. He had somewhat to offer. He pleased God. He satisfied God. God said, that's enough. There never needed another offering made. This is the final one. He rent the veil. He made the way into the holiest of holies. No more offerings could be made. That's why we're not saved by works, we're saved by grace.
Amen.
For by grace through faith do you see it. Not of yourselves, it's a gift to God. Christ by himself purged our sins. He's the one done it. He cleaned us. He purged us. Purged means you give it a real good scrub, do you know that? Purged doesn't mean you just wash over it, you know. Purged means purified. Jesus Christ has purified us from head to toe. Thank God and saved us and sealed us and washed us. By all these it appeareth that Christ is a true priest. The Bible foretold of him as a priest. And I'm going to read these Psalms and I'm going to come to close. Psalms 110:4. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord has sworn and will not repent. In other words, God's going to do this and it will not be changed. And God did do it. And it wasn't changed. God said that he'd speed up the word, in other words, it goeth out of his mouth. God will do it. And God did do it. Zechariah 6:13 tells us, even he shall build the temple of the Lord and he shall bear the glory and shall sit and rule upon his throne. And he shall be a priest upon his throne. And the council of peace shall be between them both. The Lord will rule. The Lord will sit in the throne. I tell you, it's going to be some day when the Pope's found out, isn't it? People say, you're awful hard on him. I'm rejoicing over it. Do you know how many hours when I preach the sermon, there'll be great rejoicing. God will destroy that city in 1 hour. Do you know that? With fire and brimstone from heaven. She'll be overthrown. You say, but it's gone against her. The blood of the righteous seed is in her. 68 million. came and was praying for in William Branham's meetings. You know, what was her name, brother? Sister Charlotte. You go and hear her testimony. And you hear how she was treated. And the battering and the bruising. And the beatings and the thumpings. And things I wouldn't even say from this pulpit. And the Bible tells us it's a shame to speak of those things. It's done in secret. Now that bad. Shame to even mention it. But God, rich in mercy, she met the real holy priest. And he wasn't the Pope. And he wasn't the other boys that come in with drink on them. To do things that's unspeakable. She met this priest, Jesus Christ. The nail-scarred man of Calvary. And he delivered her and changed her. She had to break out and broke her wee arms doing it. Run away. They caught her and took her back. Locked her up. Thank God she broke out again. She became a woman preacher, you know. Now I know we don't believe in women preaching, but I'll tell you one thing. God blessed her. She was with the Church of God. And the Lord used her. Didn't he? And she came to William Branham's meetings with a wee girl that couldn't talk. And God opened that wee woman, girl's mouth to speak. And they couldn't keep her shut up all night. She kept on talking. Hallelujah. I tell you, that's what the real true priest can do, Jesus Christ. This real true priest can open the blinded eyes. He can stop the deaf ears. Amen. He can make the dumb to speak. Amen. And he's going to judge that old harlot. And that man of sin. They're going to be judged one day. They're going to have to give an account, you know. And stand before the righteous judge. And the Bible says it's going to be a great rejoicing. When she goes down. When she's going down.
Amen.
And the saints will rejoice at her going down. And I tell you, there was men in this country, they're gone now, but they knew who the Antichrist was. And sad to say, people have fallen asleep and forgot about him. But I want to lift up this true holy priest. I'm going to have to close. I want to lift up this true, one and true holy priest, Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad he's the one true holy priest?
Yeah.
Aren't you glad he takes you as you are? Yeah. He stands and he says, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. He says that he's touched by the feeling of our infirmities. And he sat down. And you know, I've mentioned it a lot, I'm going to say it again. The work's done. It's already done. 1 Peter 2:24. He his own self bare our sins on his body, that we being dead to sins might live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. I want you to believe God this morning. And I want you to be like that wee woman. If you need a touch from God, she was healed when she heard the word of God. You said, but that wasn't a great prophet's meetings and the man of God, but he would tell you the same as I'm going to say if he stood here. He would tell you Jesus Christ is the same. He would say that I have no power of my own to do it, but the Lord done it for you 2,000 years ago at Calvary. Jesus Christ done it for us. He paid the price for our salvation and for our healing, and he's the Lord of all glory. Let's stand to our feet this morning as our brother prepares to come, and we're going to pray. Don't forget tonight, pray as Brother Andrew comes to give a report. He's come back from Nepal. And don't forget also, not be longer, Brother John McFadden's here. Pray for all the meetings. I know there's some people missing this morning, and the Lord bless those that's away in different ways. It's nice to get a break sometimes, isn't it? But it's great to get with the Lord. Let's close our eyes, praise God. Well, every eye's closed, even mine. You just lift your hand up to the Lord if you want prayer. We're going to pray this morning and you believe the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise You for this true holy priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, there's no words we can express to boast about You enough. There's no words we can express to praise You enough. You're far above words and adoration. Lord, this Bible says of all the books were written of the things You've done, and all the books in the world couldn't contain the things You've done. There's so many. Lord, You're wonderful this morning. You're the Counselor. You're the Mighty God. You're the Prince of Peace. You're the Everlasting Father. You're the Rose of Sharon. You're the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. You're the fourth man in the midst of the fiery furnace. You're the dead spring from on high. You're the rock and the water and the weary land. Lord, You're all of it this morning. Lord, You're the one that brought the bread and the meat for the raven to Elijah. You're the one that brought him the cruse of water. And he went on it for a month. Pray, Lord, You'll strengthen Your people today. Pray You'll touch Your people today. Touch Thy people once again. Give them strength, Lord. Give them a baptism of stickability. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Lord, bless everyone here today, from the youngest to the oldest, for those that's raised their hand in this meeting house. Lord, I ask You'll touch them. Ask You'll bless them. Ask You'll be everything to them. That You'll give them strength from the navel. In Jesus' precious name. For Lord, we can say with the psalmist, the Lord is my righteousness. I will not fear. I will not be moved when man shall do unto me. For the Lord's my helper. The Lord's my keeper. Oh Lord, we praise You this morning. We thank You that we can say with the psalmist David, I will look unto the hills when whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. Amen. Lord, we thank You for this name this morning, for Thy name is holiness. Holiness. And Lord, the elders fell down and they worshipped and cried, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And You are holy this morning, and we reverence Your lovely name today. Pray again for Sister Lynn. Pray, God, You'll really touch her body. Pray You'll touch her mind and touch her life. Do her good, Lord, I pray. And bless Edward as well. In Jesus' precious name. And Father, for all the wee boys and girls that's here today, that come up and say their verse, and even sitting in the meeting, ask for every single one of them that You'll cover them with Your blood, and that You'll save them young. Jesus' precious name. Lord, I pray for the young fella, for the wee girl that's gone out astray today. Lord, will You go, the great shepherd of the flock. Amen. Search them out, Lord. Oh, let the Holy Ghost go upon them and speak a word into their innermost being. Turn them this day. Turn their feet astray. Make their life aright. Oh, God, save them. We claim them. Jesus Christ's name. And Lord, we'll give You all the glory and all the praise. Bless our brother Andrew as he comes tonight. Bless Your people. Bless the song leader here. Bless all the musicians. Bless the deacons. Bless the elders. Bless all that minister. Bless Your people. Every man and every woman in this room, I ask the blessing of God upon them, that maketh rich and addeth no sorrows, till we would meet or Thou would come and call. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless each one. Praise God. Don't forget, our brother Idris has done the testimony of wee Lily Murray, and I'm telling you, it's some testimony. It's at the back, at the box. And I brought him this morning Sydney's testimony. I'd never heard it for a long time either. I heard all that we said again, from herringbone picking to ham and chicken. And he goes over a whole week saying and all this. It was powerful, really, you know, how God used that man. But you listen to that testimony, it's powerful how God saved him. And saved wee Lily. She's a complete drunkard. A drunkard. From a staunch wee brother and girl to the drunkard. But God delivered her. Amen. The Bible says, train a child up in the way of the Lord, and you not depart from it. They might go for a season. But I want to tell you, the Lord will get them. Send the Holy Ghost after them.
Amen.
Praise God. The Lord bless you.
Amen.